guys, it's Cassidy.
And it's Hannah, and welcome to We Get It.
The podcast where we get it.
Do we?
Probably not.
That's not gonna stop us from trying.
In this episode, you guessed it, we have another guest. And this time, it's our best friend, Jonathan.
Hi, how are ya?
Guys.
Hey.
Whoa, it's John.
Whoa.
Wow.
Finally here.
Sorry, that was shade towards us. Listen.
No, big fan. I've listened, been here since the beginning.
It's true.
You guys know we have talked about Jonathan probably in every single episode.
Without fail.
And every time you do, my heart like races because I'm like getting nervous. I don't know why.
You're like, what are they going to say about me?
But it's usually very good, so I appreciate it. But
yes, Jonathan is very near and dear to our hearts. We've known him since childhood.
No. Well, actually. We have a story.
Yeah, so.
Sorry, Cass, you're not involved.
It's fine.
Sorry,
I'm kind of sick.
Oh.
So you might like hear whatever. Sorry.
So actually, Hannah and I have like a weird connection.
Yeah.
So Hannah's like family friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Are my neighbors. And on 9/11, somehow we both ended up like going to their houses. Like obviously my family was friends with them because like we were neighbors.
Right.
And we are still neighbors.
And my mom is a businesswoman, as we all know. And I was always babysat by Jonathan's neighbors. So I asked my mom one day, I was like, where was I on 9/11? Because I feel like that's like a thing that you ask your parents because it's like, where were you, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, you were actually
where
at...
Where were you?
Anyway, thanks, Cass, for trying to be into the
put
story.
Put your answer in the comments below.
Ooh, anyway, problematic, but we're moving on. My mom said I was at that neighbor's house. And then I asked John a couple years ago.
I think I always knew I was or something.
You asked me,
and
you're
we
like,
we were both there.
That's like weird.
That's so, and like my, that is just.
Like in their infancy, before they even
like
knew.
Like I was right. only.
You were a couple months old. I was like a year old.
I was like just under a year.
Yeah.
Or over a year. Under a year.
No, you're under a year.
Yeah.
Under a year.
2000.
Yeah. Right.
Crazy.
And, but like, that's where me and John technically met. But we met but like, more, like, when I was in eighth grade and you were in seventh grade?
Yes. Because I was a part of a lovely video program that.
So was I.
That Hannah's dad, like, advised and
right.
like, ran. And that's, like, kind of how we met.
We went to Columbus on, like, this field trip to, like, talk about the program because, you know, again, business people. I'm just kidding. And we just, like, vibe so hard.
Well,
we met.
Before that, I don't know if this was the same year. Was the football game the Chicago?
No, we became friends. I thought Chicago was at that Columbus thing.
No, because that was in the high school parking lot walking back from the football game.
Aww.
Who knows? But yeah.
That's when me and Cass met. Cass and John, how'd you
Sorry,
guys?
I was zoning out a little bit.
No. Dang.
I'm kidding.
No. Oof. Cass and I met.
It was probably our sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, like, I think we.
Well, I knew. I feel like you didn't know me. We did Shrek our freshman year, and I did crew, and Cassidy was a lovely baby bear. Never forget it. My mom
never let it die.
My mom literally remembers you from that.
And I always think that's crazy.
Yeah.
John always tells me that his mom was like, "Oh, Cass was so good as that baby bear."
And
I'm like, "How did you remember me?"
No offense to my mom, but like, sometimes she doesn't like remember that kind of stuff. Like,
it's like good for her.
That's a big problem.
I know.
Totally. And then in Crucible, which we did our sophomore year, Cassidy was. What, Betty Paris?
Yeah, nice.
Good for you.
Still don't know the plot of that show. That's really.
I forgot your name, Thomas Putnam.
Thomas Putnam, yeah.
A fart on Thomas Putnam.
But
that's a line in the show.
Yeah, but that's how we kind of like met and like talked more.
Yeah.
Do that.
But then we didn't really become friends until like our junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Where things got problematic.
And that's also where me and Hannah became very good friends. So that's kind of how like collectively we became friends. But other than that. It's pretty much all we got.
It's all history.
And from there on, history
the rest
was
is
made.
History.
Oh, I didn't know the phrase. So, how's your break been, John? We're all on winter break
it's
right now.
It's been good. I guess, well, I can say where I go, right?
Yeah.
I go to Wright State in Dayton, Ohio-ish.
What are you studying?
So technically, I am a design technology stage management concentration major, which I know is like kind of crazy, but pretty much it's like stage management, which is just like kind of the management of the stage.
Wow.
Great explanation.
And my life is kind of crazy.
That's kind of what I was saying. But yeah, so it's pretty much just kind of, a stage manager kind of like talks to every single person in the production, kind of is the middleman between everything and kind of helps everything run smoothly. Then also I will like get a certificate in arts management, which is like business and stuff, but
Does it say like that? Congratulations, John Yokio? What? He said certificate is like a
participation.
Like, you completed.
Well, technically it's not like a minor, which is kind of weird because I don't know. But yeah, so Bomb and Break, obviously.
And that's what you want to do later in life.
Yeah. Oh, I think ultimately I do want to be like a director. But like theater? That's kind of mainly what I'm interested in. But a lot of like directors do start out in stage management because you really like learn the process of a show and then you kind of turn over. But yeah, so.
Would you ever do film?
I can see you being a film director.
I see it too.
Because the, like the Golden Globes just were
Tom Hanks. We have a building dedicated to him.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah, did he go there?
No. I don't know. No one really knows why he dedicated a building to us. But it's like our film building. But honestly, I don't know. I just, because to me, this might sound kind of cringy, but I love like the magic of like live.
Right. Yeah.
And I feel like film is just so like formulated.
It's a different art though.
It is. No, like, yeah. And I obviously like, I appreciate film and like, I think like, it takes a special kind of person to like be able to do that. But for me, I like, I prefer just like live theater. But again, you never know where the world may take me one day.
So other than our podcast, Sean, what other podcasters do you like to listen to?
So I sometimes we'll just listen to like random podcasts when I'm bored, but I do love a good Gals on the Go podcast.
Oh, Stan Snaps.
Danielle.
Gals on the Danielle Go. Carolyn Brooke Michio, shout out. Maybe you're listening.
I introduced you to them.
You did. Mm-hmm. She did.
Because I've been watching Danielle on YouTube for probably like 3 or 4 years, honestly. Yeah. Oh. She's such an inspirational person. If you guys have not listened to their podcast or like watched both of their YouTube channels, go check them out. We're giving them a shout out.
Yeah. Right, and obviously I'm not like a gal on the go, but like I just
so you're a guy on the go.
They do bro on the go. But so I just like podcasts that are like conversational, just like easy to listen to. So that's kind of what they are. And they give some good advice here and there. So yeah. So I think we're not copying, we promise, but just like inspired to do like our like
in the essence of Gals on the Go
in honor is what you were going for.
In honor of Gals on the Go, we thought it'd be fun to kind of do a highlights and lowlights sort of thing,
which is what they do every week. And it's kind of like, which actually is probably my favorite part of the episode, they just talk about like the best part of their week and the worst part of their week. Or I guess we could do like our break maybe.
Okay,
our break.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. So John, you want to start?
Oh.
Do they start with the highlights or the lowlights?
They start with the lowlights and end on a high.
So they end on a high.
Yeah. Oh, love that. Cute.
So my lowlight is honestly probably working.
Yeah.
I work at a grocery store and I worked there like all through high school, like junior and senior through high school, but I came back this break. And honestly, this might sound like, I know this sounds bad, but it's honestly like inspired me to like really go after a career. Cause because there are some people that just like do that for their whole life.
Right.
And it's kind of like,
and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, it knows it's not what it's you want to do.
Yeah. It's just not for me personally. And also kind of similar off this, in our area, they're starting to ban plastic bags and just certain people.
Giant Eagle too, specifically.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Actually, like, ban them?
Well, and strong, like, in Cuyahoga County right now.
Good for them!
Which, like, you have... Well, it's not all retailers yet. Like, I think there's, like, a 6-month, like, transition, but it's really, like, gonna be a law.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like...
And Giant Eagle specifically
like,
made
as
it,
a company,
as
yeah.
a company.
So, whoa. Like, you have to... Now you either have to bring your own bags or pay, I think, 10 cents for a paper bag. Mm-hmm. But it's, like... But like a lot of other states already like this, like, obviously, California. I think it's they're like, kind of known for it.
It's annoying for the fact that you have to pay... But like it's so bags. Good for the yeah. environment.
And I mean, like at my school at Oberlin, if you look around, every single student has a reusable bag.
Yeah.
So.
And just like some tips, actually, I guess some tips from a cashier though, because again, obviously I'm all for it, but bagging, because like where I work, like we still have to bag people's groceries if they bring in their own.
And you're like, thank God, you know?
Well, sometimes it's kind of annoying though, because first off, so here's just some quick tips. Please make sure your bags are like clean and not disgusting.
Because
sometimes people have like dog hair and like gross.
Don't also, look at me when I'm kidding.
And also just like be considerate because like sometimes people just like throw them at me. Like I
take it.
Like I personally like customers are like, okay, can you put this in this bag, this in this bag? Like just make it easier. Honestly, just do self-checkout. That might just be easier.
Okay, I have a question though.
Yeah.
So as somebody who does work in like the food store industry. What do you say? It's not, I don't know if it's a retail.
No, it's retail. Technically, it's retail.
It's retail. Okay, so retail. Food retail. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just retail. But are you like against self-checkout? Because like it's technically taking away jobs.
To me, if it's like...
It's a good. Take him.
Well, like to me, if you... two things. If you're like, if you can go through self checkout fast enough, because like I also help sometimes with like the self checkouts. Like if you don't know how to do it, don't do it.
Right.
It just makes it worse. But like if you're like someone that can zip through it and do it yourself, do it. Or also if you're super picky about how you want your stuff bagged and like done, just do it yourself.
It's true. If you want it done right, just do it yourself.
But yeah, and also this is something that's kind of annoyed me. Is I know the whole like
this okay, is turning into a pet peeves yeah, episode.
Kind of, oh gosh,
I know the whole like okay boomer thing, which I know can kind of be offensive, but like just certain like older generations are just so sometimes just so condescending about
right?
it.
Right.
An mm-hmm. example, I think I talked to Cass about this one time, like about the whole plastic bag thing, because obviously like people like bring it up like in that awkward like conversation and checkout, but like just for some reason, certain like older people just want to be like. Like, oh, like, back in my day, just trying to make, like, their generation, like, better. But, like, for instance, like, because I guess, like, back, like, in the old, like, in, like, the 40s or whatever, like, people, like, brought, sorry, I'm just very excited. Cassie's telling me to slow down. She's whispering to me. But anyways, but I guess, like, back, like, in the 40s and 50s, like, you had to, like, bring your own, like, bag. Like, that was, like, a thing. Like, I guess, like my mom was talking about it. Like, you bought, like, your own, like, leather sack or something.
Oh, okay.
And then I guess, like...
Seems expensive, but okay.
They killed the cow and they made it and they made a leather sack.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess then eventually they went to paper and then they went to plastic. And now, like, we're kind of, like, going in reverse.
Stupid decision.
Literally. But, like, but I just hate when, like, older people are just like, well, like, I guess, like... Plastic didn't work, so they're going back to how they did it when I was a kid. It's just, like, irritating to me. Like, just don't be so condescending.
Right.
You know?
It shows that the turtles are eating it. So. Hannah, do you want to talk about one of your low lights?
Okay, so mine do kind of go together, though. So, I don't know how that would work. So, like,
your low light
my low light is just, I love being at home. I love my family. I love my dog, even though you guys don't like my dog. It's fine. Anyway, we won't get into it. But being at home, my family eats a lot of sugar. And I've been trying to cut out sugar, and a lot of times my mom brings home a ton of food, like cake and brownies that are chilling there. Like, come on. And I've been really working hard to, like, work on my fitness and stuff. Like, thanks, Fergie. He's my witness. You guys don't know? Okay, anyway.
Fergalicious.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, John. John got it. Anyway, so yeah, and it's a little difficult being at home with that kind of being enforced. It's really testing my...
self-control.
My self-control, but I don't have any. Oh. So that's why
you do, because you said no to ice cream with me.
I did. I also didn't want to spend money, and that's like another one of my goals,
like
but we'll
get
into
home, that. Though, you're just like so comfortable.
Right.
It's like easy though.
And I've been eating so much at home. It's insane.
And it's getting you back in those old routines that I was at least in high school when I was just like eat everything at once and you'd be like.
Well, that's one of my low lights is I've been getting back into my old routine in high school.
Really?
Like, because I saw this tweet and it was like, does anyone ever notice that when they come back to their home from college that they kind of go back into their old teenager self ways? And I was just like, it clicked with me because within 5 minutes of being home, I'm just like, I cannot be here. I need to go back to college because it's like I find myself being kind of moody. I can't really hold eye contact like with my parents and, you know, just like kind of bad things like that. I'm just kind of laying in my bed a lot, not being as productive as I want to. Mm-hmm. Whereas college, it's like the direct opposite.
You kind of have to be.
Well, in college, you're on your own schedule, and everyone's schedule is individual to themselves.
Right.
And that's where you kind of have to
You don't have your parents yelling at you being like, you need to get up and do something today.
Yeah.
And it's like weird too, because especially like in college, like you literally have nothing to do over break. Like unless you work, whatever, like as far as school stuff. Because like in high school, like sometimes you still had stuff to do, or like we'd have like rehearsals and stuff, but like you like low-key have no responsibilities.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like...
Well, I know Cass has her...
Well, see, that's my highlight, if we want to jump into the highlights.
Well, I guess,
So... For my school, Oberlin, we do something called a winter term where we pretty much like have an individual project we can do. So that's what I've been doing for my winter term. I'm doing my individual project. Maybe I'll share it. Maybe I won't. It depends on like if it turns out good or
it
not.
It will. Don't worry.
We'll see.
Be confident.
I'm jumping late onto the thing. The deadlines. But it's,
okay. Anyway.
It's fine. But it's kind of fun having like... Not having to worry about, my international politics class or my peace and conflict studies class. It's just nice to be able to focus on one thing that I chose myself.
You're passionate about.
I'm passionate about. It'll keep me busy.
That's actually really cool that like, you guys get to do that.
Yeah,
like,
it's cool. Because other people can do internships if they want to, like where other students, they don't have that time
like
to do
the
that.
Year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
did
you
say... They really care about that.
Your friend's like in New York now?
Yeah, my
like,
friend,
that's so
she
cool.
lives in New Jersey and she's commuting to New York City every single day.
That's
for
so cool.
a literacy agency.
Cool.
Internship. Yeah. She sent me a Snapchat today. She's like, I'm on the train. And I'm like, city girl.
Train or subway?
So, I don't know.
Okay, anyway. What's your highlight?
Probably... I think like my highlight is just kind of like I'm getting excited just to like go back to school. Mm-hmm. I go back next Saturday. It kind of like flew by, but not. It's weird.
It
like,
did.
I felt like I had so much time that all of a sudden it's like I'm going back. But right. like I'm just kind of like I've just like been getting ready and like talking to people from school and stuff and just kind of it's gonna be a really busy semester. But like I'm really excited because mm-hmm. I feel like I'll like I'm the kind of person I thrive off like always having something to do. Because mm-hmm. like when I have like big breaks, like and not when I don't have like a lot of stuff to do, I like get lazy and just like. Unmotivated, so
I'm the same way.
Excited to get back on the grind.
Speaking of grinding, that's my highlight. Oh. No, I've been really.
We love all the transitions.
I know. Thank you, segues. No, I guess like it goes with the sugar thing. I've been trying to cut that out, but I've also, I think I only missed a couple days this break of working out. Like I went to the gym. Thank you. Yeah, give me the applause. No, I'm kidding.
No. The applause.
All right. We love Gaga art pop. Anyway, but yeah, I've been going to the gym a lot, and I've been really starting to get on myself with my confidence in the gym, and it. I'm actually quite proud of myself for the way it it's been going, and I've been a little bit not as nervous as I usually am to go to the gym, and like I start squatting there. A guy was judging me hardcore on my form, but like what? That's A-okay.
Ew. Is it the one you put on your Snapchat?
I did.
Sorry, that's a side note.
Yeah, it is. Like mind your own business. Yeah, like that's right?
Why is he paying attention?
That's so weird
well,
to me.
Anyway.
It's the culture we live in.
It is so yeah. true, but I enjoy working out now. I can finally say that.
Okay, so now we're going to head into one of our most beloved segments. And this one is coming from the @ We're Not Really Strangers Instagram page.
Oh, God.
Where they always talk about, like, they have questions. It's a card game where you kind of, like, get to know other people and just, like, prove that you're not really strangers. So they just kind of ask, like, some deep personal questions. And we kind of like with our 2020 resolutions, we're kind of talking about like the future and like who we want to be in the future and where we want to end up in the future.
Cass is really building this up, and John and I have no idea what she's gonna say. So
it's a surprise.
Oh, here we go.
Not for me.
Oh,
all right. So here's the question. Are you guys ready?
No.
Yes.
Which one of your parents' personality? My mom's gonna get so offended by this.
That's okay. Get it out, Cass.
Which one of your parents' personality traits do you want to keep? And let go of.
Okay, great. I already thought of this one before, so I'm not worried. Okay. So
Hannah's going first.
I am, clearly, if you couldn't tell by my... anyway. No, oh, I'm not. They don't listen. It's fine. I'm They're
my
listening from upstairs.
Do, so.
No, I'm kidding. No, but I've actually talked to them about this, and I always tell my parents... No, I have. I always tell them, my parents are the two most hardworking people, like... in the world, and they've done so well financially. Like I don't know if they would want me to say this, but they've never been in debt, and they are very proud of it, but they don't like talk about it. But they've always been able to like buy things out front because they've worked so hard and saving and working at their jobs since they were like my age. So I want to keep their work ethic and their I guess their reputation, because they both have very good reputations, and I want to make sure I don't fuck that up, as I swear. It's fine though. But something I would like to do a little bit better is cooking and growing up and stuff, because my parents both have, my dad had a full-time job, so did my mom. So when we were busy doing stuff, and it's not like my brother and I could cook because we were very young, and we were always doing things as well, but I would want to kind of always like make the time to cook dinner for my kids, because that didn't really happen so much. But it also taught my brother and myself to be more independent, but we could have had that in other ways other than finding food.
Do you want me to go?
No, or I mean, I have a good yours? No, I mean, I have a good one. I don't really have a bad one. I don't know. So okay. Like I kind of similar to Hannah's, just like hardworking traits. Also, I think being reliable too. Mm-hmm. I feel like my parents, just like in our overall family, have like always been like the most reliable ones. Mm-hmm. I think that's obviously a good thing to like be in life. I don't really know if I have a bad one.
Do you want to think about it while I say mine?
Yes.
Okay. So parents, what do I want to keep? Well, I grew up, my mom, she's like grew up being a single mom. So she kind of taught me a lot about like independence and being, and kind of like, this is going to sound bad, but it's like really true. Just like counting on yourself for things. Like you don't need other people to mm-hmm. like achieve things or do things that you want to do. Like you can do it yourself. So I grew up just kind of like learning about that independence, and honestly myself, I'm a pretty independent person, and I don't mind that at all. But one thing I do want to let go of, this is subtle shade, Mom. I know you're listening probably in the car on your way to work. We are both Geminis, meaning we are both somewhat passive-aggressive and petty and kind of stubborn. And honestly, my mom, like, very much is. And I am too, no doubt. But I've noticed that I have become almost too petty, passive-aggressive, and stubborn. So I just
love that about you, though, Cass.
Thank you. I just kind of want to, like, go with the flow a little bit more, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not be as petty and passive aggressive and stubborn.
So John, did you think of one for yours yet? Or
I think maybe just like taking more time to like just relax. And it's like self-care is obviously very important. I feel like sometimes my parents sometimes are like too stressed and like try to do too much. Mm-hmm. I think so, especially my mom too, like she's always a person like has such like ambitious goals to like do all this stuff.
Oh, so
I think,
Cindy.
Yeah.
We love her.
I think sometimes just like taking a step back and just realizing that you can't do everything and just kind of taking time to relax. So, yeah.
Well, moms and dads, we love you.
Love you.
You're amazing. So we're just going to jump into our 2020 goals here. So John, do you want to start? You're the guest.
Okay. Well, we're going to like go like round robin here or like...
Sure, so just give, like, name it and give a little explanation, if you will.
Okay.
Round robin?
I don't know what like,
is that, like, a thing?
Yeah.
Anyway,
like,
go ahead.
Actually, this is probably my main one, and this is one that I really needed to do. I want to start, like, spending more time on, like, myself, like, in the morning, because I kind of quickly realized that, like last semester in school, I would literally get up 10 minutes before I had to leave and like had a super busy day after that. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of feel like a mess the whole day.
Right.
So to me, my goal, and that's hopefully this will happen, I want to wake up at least an hour before I have to leave so I can like get up, like get ready and just kind of like have a second to like relax and just like before my crazy day starts. Because for me, at least when I like have to get up right away because I like want to sleep in or whatever, I just feel chaotic for the rest of the day. So that's like kind of my goal. Like that's something that like I knew I had to work on like as soon as I got to school. Because like even high school and stuff, like I would get up like right away.
Okay, yeah. So like my first one, I think I wanted to really stick to my intermittent fasting. I was really sick last semester, like for like 4 months straight, but like that's A-okay. So like I couldn't stick to my intermittent fasting because I had to take antibiotics and steroids a lot in the morning. So I had to eat or else I'd actually die, but it's fine. So I want to stick to that and making sure like I don't kind of break that as the weekend comes around and especially like during the school day. So yeah, that's one of my goals.
So my first goal is mindfulness, which is something that I should have been practicing this whole last semester because, boy oh boy, was it a rough first semester for me. Not only was I sick like Hannah for literally like 2 months, I'm pretty sure with mono too, but the doctor like never wanted to test me for it. I don't know, it was really weird. But then I was sick and then final season picked up and then a lot of just like mental health things were just going down. That's why we have not been up on our social media, fun fact.
Yeah.
But mindfulness is just basically being present with yourself and taking time to kind of like meditate and journal and process your emotions, which is something that I've had issues with in the past. So doing that, enforcing a nightly routine for myself, like you want to do a morning routine, John, just like journaling or just practicing self-care, things of that nature.
Yeah, so and I know a lot of people find a lot of success with that too, and that's one of mine as well also, is like investing in my skincare.
Yeah,
I already I put all my, instead of like buying clothes, which is what I usually do, I put my Christmas money into buying like skincare. And like I'll be honest, like I know we might talk about favorites later, but let me tell you, my friend Dom, he'll be on or was on the podcast, we'll see whenever our schedule is, but he knows a ton about skincare, and like I FaceTimed him once at Target, I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, okay girl, here we go. And so he like showed me everything, and I look forward to my night routine because of my skincare routine, and I feel so good after I wash my face, moisturizer. Yeah. Moisturize it, and then it's like a serum. Never heard of that before, but serum I use it, and it's great.
Yes,
I love it.
We love to see
like,
it.
Like having like a set thing you do every morning, every night, kind of like
it just jump starts your day. Yeah. It gets you ready for bed. Because I've been doing the same thing. Like I've been doing my skincare routine at night, which in college never did.
Me neither.
Because I don't like seeing people in the bathrooms. First of all,
right,
and second of all, I'm like just too tired and don't have time. But the thing is you do have time. You just had to make time for yourself.
And it's like the same thing too with like how I was saying earlier, like if you wake up like right before you have to leave, you feel chaotic. I think the same thing, like if you just like fall asleep, like you wake up just feeling like Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think...
Right, and, like, waking up earlier, yeah, you might feel, like, a little bit tired for the day, like, the first week, but then once you turn it into a habit, then you won't, and you just, you gotta do what you gotta do. Make time for what you want to do. You have exactly. the time. You just don't want to make it.
It's so true, and especially scheduling. I know a lot of people are using that as, like, their resolutions or goals, more or less, and I think definitely, like, for me specifically, I'm really, I'm a pretty organized person. I always schedule my days, like, by the minute.
Yeah, and Hannah, like, has a Google Docs calendar.
I do have everything. A Google. Gee, thanks. Anyway, and so I find it really helpful to schedule your day by the minute, so that way, and schedule things. And I remember this one girl. She's in my Spanish. She's like, why do you have your, like, shower listed? Like, shower, brush your teeth. I'm like, because it makes me feel like I'm doing something if I cross it off. Yeah. Like, I deleted it.
And I do the same exact thing. I do, like, time blocking. I have, like, 7 different calendars, because it's the only thing that makes me feel, like, in control of my life. Right. Like, everything else is chaotic. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have the same exact thing. And it's, like, it's cool to have things to check off, but it's also just nice knowing that you're in control of something.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm so bad at, like, keeping up, like, a calendar. Like, I need to probably start doing that. Like, keeping up, like, a solid calendar.
Definitely should.
But, yeah. Google Doc never fails, John.
Well, I have...
I use iCal, too.
What?
But I also use the planner and my notes app.
Because to me, the Apple calendar is just nice. It's on your phone, on your computer. Like,
that's what this is.
I just love Apple stuff. Okay, my next one.
Yeah, go for it.
This is, like, again, kind of a random one. But I kind of want to just, like, appreciate more, like, theater, I guess. So, like, whether that's, like, just, like, seeing more shows and just, like, staying updated on, like, Broadway stuff. Because something I'm interested in. I feel like sometimes I just get, like, stagnant, like... listening to, like, the same show over and over again, like Little Shop of Horrors.
That one's been in the queue for about 4 years now.
But also, like, finding new shows to listen to, and just kind of, because, like, this is kind of, like, the business I'm in now, I guess. I just kind of want to stay more updated and more, like, aware, because, like, especially, like, being around, like, a lot more, like, theater majors and stuff, I kind of, like, got inspired to just, like, stay updated on the world of theater. So
love that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm good for your future.
I think another one for me, at least, these ones kind of go hand in hand. It's one, to focus more on the podcast and kind of more, like, I really enjoy doing this. I know Cass does too, and we kind of had, like, a little bit of a plateau because of our sickness and busyness, but that shouldn't be an excuse. I guess sickness should be, but busyness, this should be incorporated into, again, our schedule. Because this is something at least I'm passionate about. I know Cass is too. And we get out of it what we put in. Exactly that. I know this summer, I kind of mentioned it, I'm studying abroad. And I know they're rolling their eyes.
I know.
Because I talk about it a lot, because I'm really excited about it. But after that, I really want to start a fashion blog and kind of make more of a resume for myself. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not really sure what I want to do in the direction of, like, my career. But if I have more resumes, more, I guess, criteria, or I guess elements of, for me going into something, then it gives me more options in the future. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. sorry, that sounded so condescending.
No, it's good, awesome. But it's all right.
You definitely should do that.
Thanks, Cass.
But kind of, like, piggybacking off of that, just like what Hannah was saying in the beginning, podcasting, I definitely want to keep up on that, because as you guys do know, we kind of took a break from it because just we were busy. But one of my goals for the year is to maximize my use of time more. And that means I already do plan things out, like, to the motherfucking tea, but what?
Sorry, I didn't know this was a cussing podcast.
No, we can swear out here. Go ahead.
I do it all the time. But what I need to do more is, instead of being reactive to things, I need to be more proactive.
Ooh, okay. That's great.
I will plan things, but then I won't actually do it. So if I plan things to the T and actually get those things done, then I'll have more time to focus on, like, setting literally 30 minutes on, like, a Friday night to the podcast and making social media graphics and interacting with people.
Scheduling it into your, instead of putting it on a to-do list, like, scheduling.
Exactly. Yeah. And instead of being surprised every time we upload on a Sunday at 12, actually, like, getting up and getting ready and posting on social media and just being a good podcast co-host. So that's
great.
That's my goal.
I love that.
Okay. I think this is one that kind of anyone can do, but just be more aware of my finances.
Oh my gosh, that's on mine too, John.
Yeah, and setting up. Just because, like...
I have one that says, be smart with money.
Yep. Yes. Okay, so we all can relate to this one.
Like, I feel like, especially, like, going through my first semester of college, you kind of start to realize that, like, you kind of need to start setting up...
have a future.
Yeah, for your financial future. And, like, I... And not to, like... I don't know. Like, I feel like I've at least, like, been aware of, like, okay, I need to add stuff to savings and stuff. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's always so inconsistent. I never, like, set a certain amount and, like, mm-hmm. have a certain budget. And especially, I was going through my
transaction.
Like, well, my transfers.
Oh, and, my God.
Like, I spent, like, $800 my first semester. Mm-hmm. Like, on what?
Right.
So, like, I really just need to start, like, setting a certain amount. Hopefully, I'll find, like, an on-campus job. I think that's a problem, too. Like, when you don't have an income, like...
No, that's a huge problem.
Because I didn't work first semester, so, like, I just would pull from savings. It was just, like, not...
Okay, and a tip for you guys, especially... I know I mentioned it in one of our college hacks, whatever, college life podcast episodes, but getting not only my first semester of college, I had a actual job, like... I was doing something, this sounds so bad, but I was actually doing something. I was working in a costume shop. Mm-hmm. And then this year I started my first semester working at the gym, where you just sit there at the desk. It's a desk job. You just sit there, make sure you clean like 5 minutes out of the 2 hours you're there. And then you do homework or podcasting or whatever.
Yeah,
and that helped me out. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I cannot tell you how much.
It's like set time. Yes. You literally can't do anything else.
Right. And it's like, you have time, you do homework. And like, I would schedule stuff. You get paid. Mm-hmm. And also it really helped, especially working at the gym, because I'm at the gym. It gives me an excuse, like, oh, the gym's so far away, but like, I'm there, I have to work out. If I
there's literally like, no excuses.
Wait, you work out well, like when you're working,
you can. I don't,
like, after
they allow you to, but like, well, some of the other kids say you can, and
like
I'm like,
problem,
right? You're like, grinding. No,
but yeah, I definitely want to find just like an office. Again, like, I don't want to make like six figures like on campus, but like, just like,
is that possible?
No, because financially.
But just like, yeah, just getting some sort of income and just kind of like starting like putting a certain amount in savings every week. And like, because, like, to me, like, I would, like, go, like, grocery shopping and just, like, spend money on, like, garbage I didn't need.
Right.
So just kind of starting just to, like, be more aware and just kind of start setting up for my future. Maybe
it's just
get a
important
credit card.
To be mindful about that.
Yeah.
And that goes into what you were saying. I think, especially for me, too, is being aware, like, mm-hmm. exactly what John said, and that goes with the mindfulness.
Yeah.
And I think that's our first step, and I think we're doing a pretty darn good job with just implementing it, making that.
Just being,
more proactive
organized.
About it. Instead of saying, like, yeah, I'm going to save money.
Do it.
Actually do it. Because honestly... We're all college students here, most of us. We all know. It's just being proactive about it. You know, we're all college students here. We all know we really don't make that much money.
No. Nope.
Unless you're like a social media influencer or like, I don't know, some have other, some sort of, I don't know what I'm saying, some other source of income.
Yeah.
But most of us aren't rich, don't have money, but we still spend our money on things we don't necessarily need. We're living a lifestyle that we can't uphold.
Well, and like, even for me too, like, even if, like, let's say like I'll make like $80 every 2 weeks, even if I transfer $10, just like the principle of like starting, because it's obviously like, even if it's not a large amount of money to me, I'm not really worried about that. It's just like the principle of like budgeting, even if I have like $10 to spend a week, just like still like,
even that, it's better than nothing or spending more. And I think a way to help that too, I've seen this on Pinterest and stuff, because when I'm bored, I just look at ways to make your life better. I don't know. You know, is scheduling it in your calendar, because we're talking about implementation or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, is writing in your thing, okay, if you get paid on like a Friday, I know we get paid on the 15th of every month, it's like, okay, regardless of this paycheck, I'm gonna put $50 of this paycheck in there, or a fraction of that,
and just like keeping it consistent.
And like a reminder, like, hey, make sure to transfer some money in.
Then by your senior year, you'll have
a mansion. No kidding.
A McMini mansion. Wow. Anyway, do you have any other goals that you want to talk about, Hannah?
No, I'm all good.
I have one more that I want to talk about.
Go for it.
And I think it's a good one to kind of end off on. The word is manifest. Kind of has to do with like what we were talking about, just like setting your goals out there and then thinking about it, and actively, like, they will come true because it's the first thing on your mind. Like, I wrote down, you need money, you want to be successful, manifest. It's just essentially like believing in yourself, believing you are capable of doing it. Because I know, like, for me, I haven't really known what I've like wanted to do in the future at all, or like really even what direction I want to go. But for me, just believing that anything I do want to do, I'm capable of doing it.
Yeah.
As long as I put the work in, then I will be able to do it. And that's manifestation.
I love that too.
All right, guys. So I think that's the end of this episode. Thanks for coming on, John.
Thanks. It's been a long time coming.
Okay. All right. We know.
As you guys know, we talked so much about him, and now
you finally heard the voice behind the name.
Well, what's your where can we find you, John?
Oh, I guess you guys can follow me on my Instagram. It's at Jonathan Yokiel, one word, YOKIEL.
We'll post it on our social media.
Yeah.
Which is at We Get It the Podcast, by the way.
Obviously, give that a follow. Honestly, that's about it. Like, I don't really use Twitter that much. I'm like, Yeah, so just follow me on Instagram for some content. I don't actually.
You
I
can guess, see his stage management behind the scenes. Yes,
I guess also just a little side 2020 goal. I kind of do want to post more on Instagram, take more pictures and stuff. So,
I love that.
Yeah, so maybe capture some more moments. But yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this was a little bit of an inspiring episode for you guys with our 2020 goals. Hopefully, if you haven't done it already. Actually, no. Here's your challenge of the week. We haven't done this in a while. Challenge of the week. Ta-da. Sit down and write down your goals. It doesn't even have to be for 2020. Maybe it's just for this month. February, March, January, whatever time we're posting this. Yeah.
It's like a therapeutic way just kind of like, especially like write it or type it out. Mm-hmm. Like don't keep it in your head.
And maybe recenter yourself.
And maybe by the end of the year, maybe by the end of 2020, we could have John back on again and see how we did. Yeah.
If you guys would want to see that,
like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Leave a review because, you know, it helps. It really does.
I left my review.
Oh, thanks. So soon. Wow, it's not even posted yet, John.
Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And until next time,
we get it. John's finally here.
Bye.